No, I mean, that's great. That's what we want. We want engagement. So, welcome, everybody. A lot of you already know me, but don't worry, you won't have to listen to me talk throughout this whole session. We're going to be handing over to our AI champion, Marissa. But first, just wanted to kind of set the scene. Many of you will have joined the sessions that we ran in August, the AI foundational kind of skills, if you will. They were really set up just to start giving everybody confidence to explore Copilot and how they can work with AI tools like Copilot to improve their lives, really. Understandably, some people, everyone was different. Some people were raring to go, other people had some concerns. So we addressed those in those sessions. And now we're at the fun part, which is how are we going to use AI and how are we going to use it in our roles? And today we're talking a lot about how AI can be used as a tool to recruit in many different ways. Now, it is a safe, supportive space without jargon, without any pressure. So a great opportunity for you to learn and share. Now, we do want it to be interactive, and you may have experiences and ideas that you want to share too, which are very welcome. And if you want to ask questions, you can raise your hand using the little raise hand at the top here, or you can pop them in the chat and I'll be keeping an eye on the chat. So our aim for today is that you'll come away with at least one thing that you think, oh, I hadn't thought about using Copilot in that way, and that makes sense. And I'm going to go ahead and try that out. And it is still a journey. AI itself is constantly changing, so there's going to be many, many more sessions between now, the end of the year, and ongoing. And we've got a nice kind of lineup, if you will, of I use the word champions rather than subject matter expert because I feel that nobody can really be an expert in AI at the moment, because as soon as you are, it changes. So we're going to continuously upskill and offer you opportunities to join sessions. So here's our agenda. We're in the welcome part right now. I'm about to introduce Marissa, and then I'll be handing over to her, and she can take the reins with the screen sharing and demonstrations. So I actually used Copilot to help me with an intro for Marissa. And what's interesting about Marissa is not only is she a recruiter, she's also a dental hygienist. And she's a great trainer. She's been training her colleagues at Bartek, and also, I think, Marissa, the IMS folks as well at times. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Brilliant. So here's what Copilot came up with. Meet Marissa. She'll clean your teeth, find your dream job, and automate your inbox before lunch. A dental hygienist with precision, a recruiter with intuition, and an AI champion with vision. She's redefining what it means to be multi-talented. So it's pretty good, I thought. Quite
I might take that
creative.
and put it on my LinkedIn profile. So,
Absolutely. That's impressive.
go for it. And Paige thinks it's accurate, so that's good. AI did a great job. So that's my part. I'm going to switch to not glamorous assistant, but assistant mode now, and you can take the reins, Marissa.
All right. Can everyone see my screen?
Yes.
Yes. Yep.
Yes. Perfect. Well, as Lizzie did a wonderful introduction and a little backstory of me, I'm Marissa. Most of you here probably already know me, and those who do know that I'm pretty excited about all things AI, especially using AI, and just any new technology to make our work days smoother. So I'm really excited to show you how you can use Copilot to make your day-to-day easier just as a recruiter. Today I'm going to share some simple practical ways Copilot can help us save time, work more efficiently, and focus on what we do best, which is getting great candidates placed in the right roles and making as much money as we can. And even though the session is geared towards recruiting, the tips and tools I'll talk about work just as well for anyone in other roles. So sales, IT, support, operations, really you name it. No matter what your role is, AI is definitely a tool that can help you in your day-to-day task. So for today specifically, we're going to go through a few key examples of how recruiters can utilize Copilot just to make our lives easier, like I mentioned before. However, I do really want to stress that this is just a very, very small portion of what Copilot can do for you. It's really, there's like unlimited amount of possibilities with Copilot. So I really encourage everyone, if you haven't done so already, to just play around with it as much as possible. But the key topics that we're going to address today is leveraging AI to draft and refine job descriptions, generate Boolean searches, compose effective outreach messages, organize and summarize supplier calls. And then my absolute favorite thing that we'll talk about is developing tailored candidate summaries for specific roles and enhancing resume content. And then lastly, I'll briefly explore some additional Copilot features. But like mentioned, it's just a very small portion of what we can do or what Copilot can do for you. These tools and techniques are designed to help you work smarter, not harder. And I know my team utilizes Copilot quite a bit in their everyday recruiting efforts. But if you use Copilot or have a preferred prompt or a way of using it, please share your experience in the chat. That way, everyone can take a look at it and explore new opportunities. Before we dive into the topics and agenda, I want to quickly talk about the prompts and the best way to ask for what you need. And then I'm going to review my process a little bit so the examples I show later on make just a little bit more sense. But the most important thing about AI is to understand that it can't read minds, unfortunately, or at least not yet. So you get out of it exactly what you put into it. So be direct and specific with your prompts. For example, can you clean up and modernize the language in my HR generalist job? Something that's also really important is to let Copilot know what your goal or audience is, because it has no idea what your target message is for. So an example of this from a recruiter is rewrite this job description so it's more appealing to candidates. So it knows exactly what your goal is and who your target audience. And from a sales perspective, you can use this to create probing questions to ask hiring managers about roles that really help avoid any gaps in a candidate's skill set for a candidate that you want to send over. And an example of that to ask Copilot is, pretend I'm preparing for a discovery call or a supplier call with the hiring manager. Using this job description, what smart targeted questions should I ask to uncover their real priorities, success metrics, and any hidden requirements for that role? This helps position you as a strategic partner, not just a transactional salesperson or recruiter. So these are also, like I mentioned, good for supplier calls, because it can help streamline the recruiting process and making sure that you're not wasting time finding candidates that don't have the correct skill set, that you're finding the absolute best candidate possible. And in all reality, AI is like a recruiter's coffee order. If you just say coffee, you might get anything from a triple espresso to a cup of decaf. So be specific, or you'll end up with a candidate who thinks Python is just a snake. Another thing that you'll
Was that
see.
a joke?
I was happy with that joke.
That's a
I got
great joke,
Keith's
but
approval.
it's
The dad joke king. So
brilliant.
another thing that you'll find here on the chart is something that's also really important, and you'll see later on in the examples, is referencing the files. So anything that you can use to help Copilot work for you, like attaching a job description or copying and pasting a text, just gives it more ammunition to tailor it to the best of its ability. And then just like being direct, if you want it in bullet points or you want it, for a specific platform, you want to make sure that you ask the format. Now that we really covered how to ask Copilot and best practices for that, I just want to do a quick overview of my specific process from when I've gotten a job and using Copilot. So pretty much what I want to show here is the process from the most part, from beginning to end, in regards to creating a job posting, creating messages, Boolean searches, all things that we'll see examples later on. But so the first thing I do, as you can see here, is when I get assigned a job, I go to the BMS tool, confirm pay, location, copy and paste the job description, immediately put it into Copilot. It makes a beautiful version of my job without me having to think about it. Then I immediately ask it to create a Boolean search, ask it to do a LinkedIn and Indeed outreach message. If I have any questions about the role, maybe I'm not overly familiar with what a maintenance manager does, I'll clarify the role as needed, and then I am ready to source within 5 minutes. So, diving into everyone's favorite thing, which are job descriptions. I know I'm not the only one who feels that way, but they aren't always the most detailed, and they can be very short and a bit hard to read. So this is where Copilot really is my best friend personally. For example, here's an example directly from the VMS portal. So what I did next is I took that information, I copy and pasted it, I verified the pay, the location, and then I asked it to create a cleaned up version of the job description in a professional way. And then, bam, I have a beautifully laid out job description that is ready to go, and took me just a couple seconds to do. And it has all the relevant information that a candidate would need to know, that I would need to know. But again, and I'll say this a couple times, always double check what AI gives you, because just like a human, it can make mistakes. So you always want to make sure that you're verifying the information. And here is another example. So as you can see, this job description on the right, it is a not so easy to read job description. It's in paragraph form. Honestly, quick glance, have no idea what it's saying. So what I did was copy and pasted that paragraph, put it right into Copilot. I asked it to clean up the job description and make it professional, and it also created a beautifully laid out, organized version of the job description, and it's much easier to read. I didn't have to spend time, making bullet points. The one thing I do want to point out here is to go back to my previous point about always double checking your work, because what it did here is it took the bill rate that was in this job description and put it as the pay rate. So if I sent this message out and people thought I could pay, $67 or whatnot dollars an hour, I'm going to run into a lot of issues later down the line when talking to candidates. So it takes me about 2 seconds to fix the pay rate, and then I'm good to send the message out. So ultimately saving me a lot of time. Next, also everyone's favorite, Boolean searches. So most of you know what a Boolean search is. It's like building a recipe for your perfect candidate. You use special words and or not to mix and match keywords. And in all honesty, this can be a lot of work and can be pretty frustrating, especially if you have a job that has many requirements or is super vague. I mean, you could be getting 10,000 candidates, or you could be getting zero candidates. Also, if it's a new job to you and you're not as familiar with the role, it can be hard to determine which skill sets are more important than others. So really, Copilot will save you the headache and time, because Copilot is really good at analyzing your job description, extracting keywords, and building and optimizing Boolean search strings. Again, the more specific your request, the more targeted and effective search your results will be. So here I have an example, kind of just like we talked about it, in the beginning, about best ways to ask Copilot. Attaching documents is huge, and I do that pretty much every time. So Copilot knows exactly the information I'm looking for. So basically, what I did here is I attached the job description, And I asked it to create a Boolean search tailored towards the technical skills to use for LinkedIn Recruiter and Indeed for the attached job description. In this case, it's a test equipment engineer. So super specific with what I wanted it to do. And then this is what it came back with. So it came back with the key technical skills and requirements that it found in the job description. And then it tailored a Boolean search string for both LinkedIn Recruiter and Indeed. Now, I'm sure most of you are looking at this and you're like, that is a really long Boolean search. And it is. So, in the same chat, I asked it to create a Boolean search with only the must-have skills. So, this is where it tailored this very long version of the job description and took some things out that maybe aren't as important and made it a lot cleaner. Also, it made it more manageable for me to edit it. So by no means is this the one that you have to use. You can change it, but it's a really good starting point, especially if you're new or if you're like, I have no idea where to begin. And then depending on what results you get, you can tailor it based off this. Some other examples of how you can ask Copilot, you can ask it to extract top keywords from skills for your Boolean search, review the Boolean search string and suggest improvements to target. So say it's just not working, you're not sure, ask it for ways to improve. And that's a way that you can help kind of tailor it down as well. And you can also ask it to analyze the job description and pull out the most relevant technical skills, kind of like you see here. And sometimes I'll even just pull out some things from the keywords and use that as my search string instead of doing a full Boolean search. So that's another idea when recruiting. So now that we have our job description and our Boolean search pretty much done, we are ready to message candidates. So this is Can be pretty, yeah, it can be pretty controversial, just to be honest, especially for those who aren't as familiar with it, or who haven't really used it, or haven't gotten on board. And I get questions from candidates too. Like, I've gotten 50 messages, everyone's using AI, it all sounds robotic and not very personal. Well, if you use AI generated messages as is without tweaking, that's exactly what will happen. AI follows your instructions, so it's only as good as you ask it to be. So if you ask for something generic, you're going to get something generic. And AI is really a tool to help you work faster and smarter, but your personality is really what makes the candidate want to respond. So it's really, really important that you put your special spin or tone in the message, in ways that you can use Copilot for messaging that I think people don't think often about are the fact that it can instantly generate personalized professional outreach messages based on those job descriptions, based on candidate profiles, or your specific goals. So you're spending less time writing a message and more time connecting with the next person in talent. You can also ask Copilot to tailor messages for different roles, industries, or experience levels, like recent grads, or people with just internship, or maybe people who have mid to senior level experience. And then I think we've all come across this to where we've messaged 100, 200 people and we're just not getting any responses. So what do? You're stuck in a messaging rut. Ask Copilot. Copilot can suggest new ways to introduce your company, pitch a role, ask for a referral, and can help your outreach stand out in a crowded inbox because we know they're getting 50 emails or messages, not just us. And this is also a really good thing for sales too, if you're trying to pitch to a client, or if you're just an employee asking your boss for a raise and you want to be persuasive, you can use Copilot to help you with that as well. So, to summarize, it's just a great source helping you draft, refine, and personalize outreach that gets noticed and gets results. And here are some examples that I'm going to go through pretty quickly. So the first prompt is I just asked LinkedIn or asked Copilot to create a LinkedIn outreach message using the attached job description that is friendly but professional. And it did a pretty good job here. I reviewed it just to make sure everything was accurate, and then I'm good to send out. There's a couple things I would have tweaked here. Like, would you be open for a brief conversation this week? I would have changed it to more of an action item. What's the best phone number to reach you at? So that way they're I'm asking something from them instead of waiting, for them to schedule next week. And then over here to the right, I asked to create a tailored, personalized, professional mass LinkedIn recruiter in mail and Indeed message, and it gave me two very different prompts, one for LinkedIn in mail and then one for Indeed. Again, just double checking things looked good, and was able to start messaging. Didn't take me a lot of time. And I know we talked a few times about why it's important to be clear and direct with your prompts. This is especially important when creating smaller messages like text messages. So here is a prompt that I used to send a text message to candidates. I attached the job description, was pretty general, create a text message to send to a candidate. And it did exactly what I asked it to do. And then I went to go put it into a text message, and it was 532 characters. as we all know, nobody's going to read that. It's a bit spammy and very, very lengthy. So it's really important that you're specific. And as you'll see in this next example, I got a little creative. I asked it to create an outreach message to candidates in under 350 characters. So I gave it a command and bam, here we go. Much better. It was 225 or 26 characters under the 350 limit that I gave it. Still had all the relevant information that I needed, the pay, everything that a candidate wants to know about the role, right? And easy to send. One thing I do want to mention that I didn't mention for the LinkedIn in mail is anytime Copilot gives you the hi name, you're going to want to change that to whatever the platform is using. So I would erase this. I would go into Text Us and then I would use their brackets because if you send as is, they're going to get hi name. They're not going to get their actual name. So that's also really important to know. Learn from my mistake. I have done that. All right. So another fun thing of our day-to-day, our emails, our inboxes are flooded almost daily. So you can use Copilot to respond to emails. I do that all the time. If I'm getting something in my inbox, I'll use Copilot to help draft and tone. If it's a coworker, I'll use it for, maybe I'll write a poem. But for this specific case, this is a candidate who had applied to a specific job that I had. I tried calling, texting. I wasn't getting a quick response. So, of course, you utilizing all your resources, right? So, sending an email. So I don't want to sit there and, take 10 minutes to write an email. So what I did is I uploaded this candidate's resume. I uploaded the job description, and I asked it to create an outreach email of for a role that they applied to. And it did a really great job, I thought. I was really impressed when I read this email because it made it personal. It was specific to the job. It pulled out key skill sets that made her a great fit. And it didn't come across as if I had no idea what her background was, which a lot of messages can look like when you use AI. And she ended up responding pretty quickly. I did get her submitted and she did get an interview for the role. So I thought this was pretty cool. Another thing that you can use Copilot for is supplier calls. So we all know supplier calls are super important to help qualify orders, right? Whether you're a recruiter on these calls or a salesperson, and it is really just to figure out what the hiring manager actually is looking for because we know job descriptions don't always represent that as well as they should. And then managers, honestly, they talk faster than I do, and I can talk pretty fast. So it's sometimes it's really hard to make sure you're writing everything down and keeping it organized. So as you can see on the left, this is one of my supplier call notes, and I was just jotting down as much as I possibly could. Doesn't look very clean, but I just copy and pasted my notes. I asked Copilot to organize my supplier notes, and then it made this beautiful list, and it actually organized it for me by why this position is in need, the requirements, the skill sets, and all the way down to what the interview process is. And I was able to copy and paste this, send this to my account manager, salesperson, team members I'm working the job with, add it to the ATS system for future recruiters to look for this manager. And it's just really easy to read. And in my opinion, just made it a lot easier for me to go back and reference when looking for new candidates. Now to my favorite part. So this is what I use AI for the most. I absolutely love this feature. So if you're not using it, I would give it a try. So I use AI to create candidate summaries and help improve resumes. For example, let's say I talk to a candidate, think they're great, getting ready to send them for QR or submit them for a role, but I need a summary to sell them to the client. So what I do is I attach the job description, I attach the resume, and in this example, my prompt was create a condensed and professional summary based on the provided experience. And it did exactly that. So as you can see, it has bullet points based on what they pulled from the job description and then the candidate's experience that match up to that. Obviously, got to double check to make sure it's the right experience and it's not making stuff up. In this case, it looked great. And then I copy and pasted the relevant information. And here is a sample of the summary, from one of my resumes that I sent over for review. Took me about 2 seconds. It was great. Here is another example. I just asked it a different way. So if you ask Copilot different ways, it's going to kind of vary in the response that you get. So for this specific one, I did the same thing. I attached the resume and the job description, and then I asked it to highlight the candidate skill sets that relate to the attached job. And I like this one because it gave me a nice pretty chart. And for those of you who know me, know that I love charts. And so this on the left has the job requirements, and then on the right, it has Trey's experience and how it relates to each and every one of those. Now, that's a lot of experience, a lot of bullet points. I don't need all that. So basically, what I did is I verified the information. I took what I felt was most important and I picked the top four that related to the role and was done in what, like 5, 10 seconds, and was ready to send out. So super cool, in my opinion. Another thing that you can do, I think everyone can agree on this. A lot of people, when you get a lot of candidates, when you get their resume, they don't have the skill sets. Like you're talking to them on the phone and you're like, you have all this experience, but where is it on your resume? So if you're unable to like jot it down to the resume while you're on the phone with them, or they're not able to update it in a timely fashion because we know roles halt super quick. Sometimes it's easier for them just to email what they've done. So that's what I did, had someone do here. So this is everything in white is what she she emailed me, and then I just copy and pasted it, asked Copilot to make it into concise bullet points. To add the experience to a resume, and it did a great job doing it for me. And it even combined sentences, as you can see, approving time cards, approved time off request. It created, a clean bullet point, approved time cards and time off requests within payroll systems, and was beautifully done. So, like I mentioned, This is just a very small part of what Copilot can do for you on a day-to-day basis, but some additional features that, I wasn't able to cover today is you can use it to understand a job better when it's new to you. I know I used like a manufacturing engineer before, but maybe it's a substation engineer, or maybe you're getting a completely different role that no one's ever worked before. You can always ask it to explain to you in a high level simplified version, and then give you examples of what their day-to-day responsibilities look like. You can also ask it to find similar tools. Like I think we've all had a role where like P6 or Maximo or Marketo, like they're very difficult skill sets to find. So what do you do when there's not a pool of candidates? You can always ask it to find similar tools that you can start searching for. And then thank you notes. I think we all have gotten pretty basic candidate thank you notes that aren't always that professional looking. So you can copy and paste it, put it into Copilot, and just ask it to make it a bit more professional, and you're ready to send. So this is just to name a few. Like I said, there are so many things that you can do with Copilot, but this just is a couple things from a that I use from a day-to-day standpoint. So really, to highlight, Copilot is just a really powerful tool that can enhance your efficiency across workflows, communication, and candidate management. Embracing Copilot really enables recruiters to save time, improve outreach, and make better, hiring decisions when figuring out what candidate to submit over.
Questions. That was great, Marissa. Thank you so much.
Excellent, Marissa. Yeah, thank you very much. I'll tell you what, I'll need to look on the recording, all right, to because you were flying through it. Great
Products
stuff,
of
though.
time.
Really
I
good.
do talk pretty fast.
Yeah, I mean, and you're obviously very, very good on using AI and Copilot. I mean, if it only takes you, 30 seconds or something to do some of those things, because it would take me an awful lot longer. But no, very good. Excellent.
Awesome.
Have you used it for synonyms as well? For particularly if you're a tech recruiter, if you've got, for example, a Java engineer or something you're looking for, software engineer, developer, all those different synonyms for job titles and things like that.
Yes. No, that's a great question. It's super helpful for that because every company calls it the same position a different thing. And so I can never go by job titles. So I will ask Copilot, different titles for maybe a software engineer, and definitely try to compare so I'm not limiting my search.
Very good. Yeah. And I suppose you have it generated that. We could probably a ask it to add that into Boolean search as well, I suppose, to include those synonyms. Yeah.
That's a good
Yeah.
idea.
And another thing to note too is the more you utilize Copilot, it does pick up on your personality and things that you like. So, because I use Copilot so often, I can really put in create a text message and it's going to do it in under that 350 character. So, the more that you utilize Copilot, it gets to know you a little bit better. And, it automatically does those things for you, which is pretty cool.
Excellent.
But yeah, I mean, if you have any doubt in what you're looking for, ask Copilot. Like if it's a different job title, if it's even different companies that you would see these candidates like that work at, especially when you're working in automotive, that's huge.
Okay, interesting. Do you want me to ask you how long you've been using Copilot or AI in your work, in your recruitment?
Well, I was part of the testing group for Copilot before it launched, so I have been using it for a really long time at this point.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering how long it's going to take us newbies, to get up to anywhere near your level, it sounds like. Just wondering, 6 months, have you been using it more than 6 months, longer?
Yeah, probably at least 6 months to a year that we've
Okay.
been using, or I have been using Copilot.
Right, so final question for me is just a question. I don't know if you know or anybody on this call knows, but I remember when the company was talking about using AI and telling us not to use the likes of ChatGPT or Perplexity or any of the other ones, just because of the danger of putting information that might go out there into the Wild West yonder. But presumably within our organization, our use of Copilot, is it secured within Impellum Group, Headfirst Group? Are we safe enough putting anything into it?
So there's two options when you log into Copilot. So there is work mode and then there's personal mode. So when you go into work mode, it is going to pull everything within our work database.
Okay.
So I would be careful still with what you put in there, because it is going to be probably visible to anything within Appellum. But from a security standpoint, I'm not entirely sure. I just wouldn't put like super personal information in there.
I think that's why we chose it, because we've got more control over that. But we do have some frequently asked questions, and that's come up before, John. So the think tank helped us with responses, so I'll share those in the
Brilliant. Thanks,
chat
Lizzie.
with you. But yeah, it's making me think, Marissa. I've been using ChatGPT back in the day and then Copilot for a year or more. And before, everyone jumped on the bandwagon, it was making me look really good. But now everyone's got the access. They know. But I see we've got some more questions and we've still got, I think, 4 minutes. So, Gillian, have you got a question or a share?
I had a share. So one of the other things, Marissa did touch on it, like it Copilot does learn your preferences. So when I send out an email or I ask it to create an email, it knows to include my Calendly link, my availability, and all of that, so that candidates can get a hold of me more efficiently. Another thing I've used it for is to identify companies with potential candidates I can pull from. For example, if I'm looking for something with a specific skill set, I might ask it, hey, I'm looking for these kind of candidates. What companies in the area of Metro Detroit has this kind of talent?
Very
And
good.
I've also used it to help identify if a pay rate is a marketable rate or not.
Very good.
By putting
Brilliant.
in details and specific, like what the location is, years of experience, and it'll pull from like Glassdoor and all these other websites and give me a nice boxed out report of, what candidates are expecting and what is the average right now in those fields.
Very good.
And that's great because you're very specific in your prompt, which is so important because, as you probably learned, Jill, because I know you use it a lot, I mean, it
All the
really
time.
is only as good as you ask it to be. So if you're not asking it for your specific questions, you're not going to get it.
Very
That's
good.
come across really well today, Marissa, the importance of that. And Ben.
Yes, I have a quick question for Marissa. You kind of walked us through your recruiting process, which I appreciate. Is this something that you do for every job that you get, or do you use it as almost like a secondary resource in case your Boolean string isn't working, in case you're not getting responses? Great question.
So that is a great question. I do this for every job that I get. So the first thing I do is I log into the VMS portal, I verify pay, all that stuff. I immediately put it into Copilot because I always have Copilot up. And in the same chat, I'm like, clean up a job description, create a LinkedIn message, create a Boolean search, simplify the Boolean search. And if I have any questions, hey, clarify this tool and what it does. And this is all within the same chat. So it takes me, what, like a minute to have a outreach message, a Boolean search string, and any information that I will need for the job. And so that way I can just start sourcing. But no, I utilize it for every job that I get.
Perfect. I appreciate it.
I'm just going to share my screen now really quickly, if that's okay. Used Copilot to summarize Marissa's presentation and session, and I think it's done a pretty good job. So key takeaways being working smarter, not harder. Prompts really matter. That's come across loud and clear. Personalization wins because it is, like you were saying, Marissa, it's a starting point, but we still want to be human and check over the quality of its responses and add in our own personal touches. Enhances how you manage candidates in terms of, you know, the tailored summaries and exploring and experimenting. We're not expecting anyone to be expert and now go off and just straight away it's changed your world. But I think Joe put in the chat, practice makes progress or something like that, which I really liked. And we will be sharing some more resources in the chat here for you all, including that prompt pack. And we'd love to just keep using this chat to share your wins, any challenges you're having, questions you've got, because we've got a lot of expertise here collectively. But I've really enjoyed this session. I've been able to put my feet up for a change and hand over to Marissa, which is great. And I didn't introduce myself for those of you that don't know me, but performance and development business partner, North America. I'm here in Houston, Texas. Haven't got the accent yet, but who knows? But thank you, everybody. And thank big thank you to you, Marissa.
Yeah, brilliant.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hopefully it was helpful.
Very helpful.
Thank you.
It was great. Thanks a million, guys.
Looking forward to the next one already.
Thanks, Marissa.
Thanks, Marissa. Thanks, Lizzie.
Bye.
Bye.